Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. My friends, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. We are living, you know, perilous world. We're living in evil time. We are living my friends, my neighbors, my contemporaries, this is Master Time for Sense the World Today. The world today is in an uproar. The birds are yet falling from the air. Fish are floating on the bay. The crabs are dying in the ponds. But my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. My friend, this is a universal call to repentance. That whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are not saved, it is high time that you save. A man and a woman, they are not getting married, but they're now divorcing one another. They thought marriage would be a good thing, but my friend, they didn't understand marriage is the toughest issue in the world today. That one should give up of themselves because they love another. And my friends, the point is, people these days love themselves. They're not giving up anybody or anything for themselves. You know? One writer said, myself is my biggest enemy. Yourself is your biggest enemy. If you will ever one day look in the glass and look at yourself, you are looking at your greatest enemy. You are my friends. This is a universal call to repentance. Let the dumb, blind, deaf, sick, lame, hungry, thirsty, naked, very sad, naked. Whosoever call, unbad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter what condition you are in or who you are in. If you call upon the name of the Lord, He will save your soul. He will pick you up, turn you around, make you whole. Set your feet on a solid rock. Establish your going. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. My friend, people today are ashamed to own Jesus. But I'm not ashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am His disciple, a disciple of Jesus. I will not look back, get a look, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. For my eyes have seen the glory. Ah, my friend, if your eyes ever behold the glory of the Lord, you will know. You will have the burning in your heart. My past has been redeemed. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. Low thinking, low living. For my eyes have seen the glory of God. My friends today, they war on every continent. There war everywhere. It's in the bedroom, it's in the living room, in the kitchen, in the front room, it's on the porch, and there is war everywhere. Why? Because no one wants to give up of themselves. No one when they give up of themselves. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, you'll give up of yourself to live for Him. Just like marriage. I mean, today, when you talk about marriage, it's a it's a fairy tale. No one wants to give up of themselves. They want a sexual portion of it, but not the intimate portion of it. And that's all. I need no position, prosperity, promotion, or popularity. I don't have to be at the top of the hill or the pyramid to be recognized. My praise are rewarded. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, run with patience, and lift my prayer. Guys, lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My faith is set against this fast. My goal is heaven. The road is narrow. My ways are rough. My companions are few or none at all. My God is reliable. My mission is clear. And my friend today, I want you to know my mission is clear. To deliver you these few words cannot be bought. Compromise it to a low way, turn back, diluted or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, pondered at the pool of popularity, or mending the maze of mediocre. I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't shut up until I have stowed up, stayed up, paid up, and preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am his disciple, one of Jesus Christ. I must preach until he come. When he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. My friend, today, the old walls and Romans of all, the major national building, larger bombs, larger ships, larger planes, bigger house, more bombs, oh, my friend, the coming of the Lord is at hand. Remember, you said this world, you're going to burn no more with water this time, but with fire. So that'll rain down fire. I'll rain down fire upon you. I'll rain fire upon you. My friend, else, a lesson today will be taken from 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 7, 1 through 16. I tried to read in its entirety. My friend, Paul, Brother Paul, suffering and patient. This way, whenever you take up the cross, it's the patient thing. It's a suffering thing. He said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, we let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spiritual, perfecting holiness in the fire of God. Receive us, we have one no man. We have corrupt no man. We have defraud no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in a heart to die and to live with you. Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulation. For when we were come unto Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side, without or fighting within warfare. Nevertheless, God, that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comfort in you. When he told us that earnestly desire your mourning, yet fervent mind towards me, so that I rejoice the more. For though I may do sorry with a letter, I do not repent. though I did repent, for I perceived that the same epistle had made you sorry, though it were but for a reason. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorry to repentance, for ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, and to repentance of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this self same thing that ye sorrow after a godly thought, what carefulness it worked in you, yea, what cleanliness of yourself, yea, what indignation, yea, what prayer, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourself to be clean in this matter. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that has done the wrong, nor for the cause that suffer wrong, but that a care for you is the in the sight of God might appear unto you. Therefore, we were comforted in your comfort. Yea, an excellency. The more joy we have for joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. For if I have boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we speak all things to you in truth, even so a boasting which I made before Titus is found in truth. And his inward affliction is more abundant towards you, willest remember it, though beating up you up, how with fear and trembling you receive him. I rejoice therefore that I have confidence in you in all things. My friend, we are living in the last and evil days. We are living in perilous time, and we must be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the word of the Lord. But Paul was admonishing the saints to let them know if they are, that their labor will not be in vain. He was admonishing them, knowing that being a child of God must put away all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Perfection, holiness in the fire of God. My friend, you are living to please God, not to please anyone else. perfection. Perfect your life in the fear of God. Whatever issue confronts you, ask yourself how the Lord would face it. Ask yourself, Lord, just guide me. Just guide me. That I may not fail. There are trials. The tempter is on his job, trying to turn you back. But you have to make up your mind. You have to decide it to make Jesus your choice. And today, my friend, if you decided to make Jesus your choice, he said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Aren't your soul need resting from the toil of this life? Don't your soul need refreshing if you toil on? For the day will come when there be no more rain, when there be no more stormy days, when there be no more of very hot days, when there be no more cloud, the old spiritual song say, oh, they tell me of a day, of an iron cloud a day. Oh, they tell me when the sun never shines. He said, oh, the day of the unclouded day. The day when you don't have to get up and fret. It might be rain, or it might be too hot, or cloudy. But he said, there's a day that will be uncloudy day. There's a day he promised. My friend, I want you to know to anchor your soul in Jesus. To take root and make sure your anchor is hold fast in Jesus. There be a storm. There be stormy days now. But there's a day. There's no storm cloud. Never rise. Oh, my friend, that is the day we are looking for. There's a day, there's a time, there's a day. My friend, my neighbors, my contemporary, this word striving. The boss is having therefore these promise, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Perfecting holiness of my friend. Before I leave you, I want to remind you, there's two trains. There's one train traveling upward, and the other train traveling downward. The upward train headed with the gates of pearl and the streets of gold, the silver water running down the throne of God, the angels bowing down, the cherubim in height and space, and the angels bowing down, say, "Holy, my Lord." The luscious garden is in the background, and the tree of life standing. He's waiting at the entrance to welcome you in the kingdom of God. And you eat the fruit from the tree of life, and you will never die. My friend, you will never die. But the other train is headed downward. That's in case you didn't ask God to save you. You are headed downward. The devil said, it got called a hell-bound train. And the devil said, ha, 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 ha. You'll pay your way, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. Then you are plunged, you have murdered, you have stolen, you have defied, you have backbite, you have said all abominable things, you have stand in the door and keep your brothers from advancing, knowing that God will make a way. You have did all the evil of this world. You have did everything need to be to make someone discover. But he said, "I'll land you safe. You'll pay your fare. You will pay your fare. And I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. I will love it. What a reward after you have had your pleasure in this world, after you have had your freedom. You heard the reward, the payday is I'll land you in the lake of fire where the worm die not and the fire not quench. I will love it." But you still have an opportunity. The door is not closed. Not yet. You still can say, "Lord." He said, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It's always time to be saved. But there coming a time when the door will be shut. Like the five foolish come knocking at the door, say, open on us. Well, a lamp will go out. And you hear on the inside, I know you not. Go eat of those that sell and buy for yourself. Ah, blunder did. But when they came, the door was shut. And the voice said, I know you not. I know you not, you workers of iniquities, ye liars, murderers, oh, ye backbiters, ye workers of iniquity, I know you not. My friends, my God is able. You stand all day long with outstretched hands and whosoever come and I drink of the Father, I give unto him. There's a reward awaiting him. There's a reward that's awaiting you if you only turn to Jesus. If you only make him your choice. My friends, today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. As the days, amen, of old, my friend, as Jesus walked on the shore of Galilee, the Son of God, in the image of God, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, gave the blind his sight, and the lame did walk. So whosoever called upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. For not today, my friend, you too can be saved. But you must call upon the name of the Lord, and he will save your soul. He will make you whole. He'll pick you up. He'll make you whole. God bless you, is my prayer.